This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Secretary of State and Chinese Foreign Minister Sunday held what both called candid and constructive talks on their differences from Taiwan to trade. VOA's Diane Roberts reporting.
The two seem to agree on little beyond keeping the conversation going with an eventual meeting in Washington. Speaking after a 5.5-hour meeting, followed by a dinner, U.S. and Chinese officials both emphasized their desire for stable and predictable relations. But China was clear it regards Taiwan as the most important issue and greatest risk. This is the first visit to China by a U.S. Secretary of State in 5 years. Before the talks, U.S. officials saw little chance of any breakthrough on the long list of disputes between the world's two largest economies, which range from trade and U.S. efforts to hold back China's semiconductor industry to the status of self-governed Taiwan and Beijing's human rights record. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Officials in Ukraine said the death toll from flooding following the destruction of a dam earlier in the month has risen to at least 16. Russian officials said 29 people have died in territories.
Ukraine accuses Russia of blowing up the Soviet-era dam under Russian control since early days of its invasion in 2022. A team of international legal experts assisting Ukraine's prosecutors in their investigation said in preliminary findings on Friday it was highly likely the collapse in Ukraine's Kherson region was caused by explosives planted by Russians. The Kremlin accuses Kyiv of sabotaging the hydroelectric dam, which held a reservoir the size of the US Great Salt Lake, to cut off a key source of water for Crimea and distract attention from a, quote, faltering counteroffensive against Russian forces.
Reuters' Edward Barron, and this is VOA News. A North Korean state media report says top officials have vowed to push for a second attempt to launch a spy satellite during a recently ended meeting at the ruling party. The report says top officials called the country's first and failed launch last month the most serious shortcoming this year and harshly criticized those responsible for it. South Korea's spy agency earlier told lawmakers it would likely take more than several weeks for North Korea to determine what went wrong in the failed launch. North Korea monitoring groups have not reported any purges or dismissals of scientists or others involved in the failed launch. Israel is set to approve thousands of building permits in the West Bank despite U.S. pressure to halt settlement expansion that Washington sees as an obstacle to peace with Palestinians. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Israel's nationalist religious government on Sunday laid out plans to approve thousands of building permits in the occupied West Bank. Most countries deem the settlements built on land captured by Israel in the 1967 Middle East War as illegal. Their presence is one of the fundamental issues in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The U.S. State Department said it was deeply troubled by the move and called on Israel to return to dialogue aimed at de-escalation. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
The indictment of former U.S. President Donald Trump for allegedly mishandling classified documents is still reverberating on Capitol Hill with questions about how a potential trial could impact the 2024 election.
Many Republicans on Capitol Hill continue to see the prosecution of Donald Trump as political, like his former Vice President Mike Pence on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's hard for me to believe the politics didn't play some role.
Some Republican lawmakers are threatening to take away funding from the Attorney General's office and the FBI as retribution for charging Trump. Republican presidential candidate, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, says he doubts the trial will be wrapped up by the election next fall, so voters will have to make their own decision.
I'm evaluating the seriousness of these charges, and I view them serious and disqualifying, actually, for commander-in-chief.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Americans across the country are observing the relatively new Juneteenth federal holiday, with festivals, parades, cookouts, and other gatherings. On a long holiday weekend seen by many as a reason for a party, others are urging quiet reflection about the end of slavery and the treatment of black Americans throughout U.S. history. Tommy McNeil.